Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, these are the words of God. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So far the words of God. So when it says from whom, it's talking about the Lord Jesus, and it's the whole body that has to get its growth from him. We get our life in Christ. We get Christ to be our righteousness before God. He is our worthiness. His obedience is counted for us. And we also have the ministry of his Spirit working out Christ's mind, Christ's life, Christ's goodness in us as we grow from our union with Christ. And the whole body of the church grows this way. And so we can only grow in the way that God has designed. We can't come up with new ways of growing ourselves because we're entirely dependent upon Jesus, both for our individual, personal spiritual growth and for the growth of the church. And the two things are actually joined together. We see that here in verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. And this is how ultimately by the end of the verse we learn that the body builds itself up. That's what edifying means, builds itself up in love. And so one of the things that each of us needs to be concerned about for our own growth in the Lord Jesus Christ is everyone else in the body's growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not sure if any of you have had the experience of having a dislocated joint, whether a shoulder or a finger or any other joint in the body. Some of you may have had an elbow at some point before the ligaments in your arms tightened. But it is a very painful thing. And it doesn't matter what joint it is in your body, if it is in your body, if any joint in your body is dislocated, you don't say, oh, well, that one wasn't an important joint, and keep on doing whatever it is. No, every joint supplies something. Our bodies are wonderfully designed that way. And one of the reasons that they are wonderfully designed that way is for this illustration that the Lord would give us in Ephesians 4 and verse 16. So that when it comes to thinking about the church, we would never say, well, so-and-so isn't getting this theologically, but that's okay. It's not important for them to get it. No, it's actually important for everyone in the church to get everything. This doesn't mean that we deal uncharitably with one another, or that we look down upon those who aren't getting it, or that we be frustrated with them, but it does mean that we care about all of the theology of every member. That's why, in the context of Ephesians chapter 4, Jesus has given these shepherd teachers so that none of the joints would be unstable. Right? You can see the importance from both of the illustrations, the tossed to and fro by winds of doctrine, and now that he's changed the word picture, the metaphor, a little bit to the joints. We don't want any unstable joints of the body. A body that is focused on repair of damage or just recovering stability is not focused on growth. And so we care very much about everyone's theological health, because this is how Jesus has chosen for the body as a whole to grow and for each of the parts to grow. And so he has designed for us to need one another and to care about one another and to help one another and build one another up. So every part of the body has a part to play. Do we all have the same part to play? No, we don't. Obviously, there are specific joints that are these shepherd-teacher joints that he talked about back in verse 11. But the reason that those joints, the part of those joints is so important is precisely because they help the theological stability of all of the other joints. And everything needs to be healthy, not just joined together, but knit together. If you have one strand, it is not very strong. If you have a couple strands knit together, it's a little bit stronger. If you have hundreds of strands intertwined and knit and arranged together properly, you can have a very strong fabric indeed. And so we actually have in our day perhaps a further illustration of what's being described here. God using the idea of muscle fibers and joints and ligaments. And we have imitated the Lord now. In his creation, that's what he gave us. And we make carbon fiber composite things that are stronger than steel and stuff like that. Well, God has designed the body of Christ to be joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. And so as we do this, we know that if we do not do it out of love, then we are doing it wrong, wrongly. And how do we know that we are doing it wrongly if we are not doing it? Because it's coming from Christ. And everything he does out of love for us. And in love, God chose us in him. In love, he elected. In love, he created. In love, he came. In love, he gave himself. In love, he works in his body and by his spirit as he brings each of us to himself and grows us in himself. And so if we are getting our growth from him, then the DNA of the love of Christ will be in every cell, every particle of the body, as it were. But it's important to note that it's not just that if we're not doing it in love, we're doing it wrong, but that if we are not focused on stable, biblical, unified theology, then we are not being loving. And how can we know that? Well, because Jesus is the one who's perfectly loving. And Jesus is the one who has given the shepherd teachers. And Jesus is the one who has emphasized the doctrinal stability, the theological precision and increase of understanding and confidence in what doctrine is correct. And so the way Jesus is and what Jesus has planned defines for us what it means to be loving. And so we saw that last week in verse 15, truthing in love. And we see that this truthing as a group body project, a united project in which every joint seeks to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ by the knowledge and understanding and application of the truth of the scripture, that this is what love, as Jesus defines it, love as it truly is, looks like. And so that means that you may have one or the other to work on more than the other, but as is always the case with us, we need to work on both. We need to love one another, desire one another's good, aim at the growth of everyone else in the body, and that it should come out of love for one another. If that's something that you don't have experience of or knowledge of, you seek that from Christ by his means, in his word, remembering the body's connection to him and dwelling upon his glory, his goodness, his beauty, to stir up your love for those who are his own body. But it also means that you need to, A, work on your own theological understanding, that you would care much about growing in your understanding of the truth and in guarding against error, and B, that you would care about and reinforce for each member of the body the ways that Christ grows and sharpens them. And so you would take public worship especially very seriously, and your own paying attention in the sermon as something that reinforces and encourages others to pay attention, and making sure that you are understanding as well as you can. And if you have questions, asking your daddy or your pastor, who for you happen to be the same person. And when you hear someone else, learning how to have wise conversations that help someone see when they are getting something wrong. One of the books that you can read, we've got it on the Kindle, is the Tactics book for when you're not in a place, and even when you are in a place, when you are a leader and a teacher later, as a mommy or a daddy or an elder perhaps, it'll be your job directly to instruct. But when it's not your job to directly instruct, it's good to have this set of tools in which you can ask people questions that help them see inconsistencies, whether within their own thought or with the scripture or with reality, because every joint is important, even the joints that are the same age as you, that do not have the same advantages as you in the worship life in the home or in the instruction they've received throughout their lives. And the more each joint grows, the more the whole body will grow. They don't necessarily need to be all in the same place, but this is how Jesus has designed for us to be growing and coming to the same place, which we all will come to if we are in Christ. Our growth will be perfected one day. We will be not just matured in Him in this life, but perfected in Him in the next. And we'll all have perfect doctrine. So these are the things from this verse, you and I need to be working on for ourselves and for the rest of our church, unto the glory of Jesus, that we would grow from Him and up into Him, as we heard last week. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for this portion of Your word. We thank You for Your design, even of our physical bodies and the importance of joints and the way that You have given that to us as an illustration. Help us, Lord, to love one another in our home, to care about one another's doctrine, theology in our home. Help us, Lord, to love the members of the church, and especially those who are more difficult to love, and to care about their growth in the knowledge of Your word, right knowledge of Your word, and knowledge of Christ by means of Your word. We do pray that our church would be building itself up in love as it gets growth from Your Son, our Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your perfect love. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for the gift that You have given us of the scriptures from the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists, and the gift that You have given in the shepherd teachers. Thank You for loving us so much to grow us in Yourself by good doctrine. And we pray that You would make our love to imitate Yours. We ask this for Your glory and in Your name. Your children here say, Amen.